What it says in this morning's newspapers now with Fiona Kelly.
The expectation that this year's Leaving Cert grades will match last year's high, a recommendation to curb tax perks for retirees, and Michael Flatley's debut film are some of the stories you'll find covered on your front pages this morning. In advance of results day tomorrow, the Irish Times leads with the line that this year's Leaving Cert students are to receive grades in line with last year's, in which a record 35% of students scored above 500 points. The system of applying a post-marking intervention system this year is being criticised by universities, however, who say it'll force them to use random selection for many high points courses again this year. The Irish Independent leads with a recommendation from the Commission on Taxation and Welfare that the government should scrap lower USC rates, tax reliefs and PRSI exemptions for retirees. The accusation that the HSE's National Screening Service has rewritten the facts related to the cervical check scandal in a newly published information guide generates the lead story in today's Irish Examiner. The 221 Plus group, which represents women and families impacted by the smear test scandal, has taken issue with the claim in the guide that no lives were put at risk by doctors not informing patients of the results of the audit of slides. Stephen Donnelly's admission that he failed to register a rental property for the past 3 years and only did so last week on foot of the controversy which led to Robert Troy's resignation generates the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. St Vincent de Paul logged 30 calls every hour last month from people seeking financial help. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Sun leads today with the collapse of the Ryan Giggs trial in Manchester yesterday after the jury there failed to reach a verdict. The Irish News leads with the line that 16 people, including 5 police officers investigated over the Greenvale hotel tragedy, will learn today whether they're to be prosecuted. 3 teenagers were killed in a crush as they queued to get into a disco at the venue on St Patrick's Day in 2019. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports on a plan to reduce the amount of compensation air passengers receive for delays on flights. Back in the front of the Examiner, there's a story there about a submission made by Cork County Council to Onboard Planola recommending that it should refuse an application from Cork GAA to build 319 homes in North Cork. One of the council's concerns is that the scheme might impact negatively on the environment, including the protected butterfly and a rare species of mushroom. Elsewhere this morning, €230 million needs to be spent to prevent parts of the Dart line between South Dublin and Wicklow from collapsing into the sea. That's on the front of the Times. Michael Flatley is pictured on the front of the Independent and in a number of today's other papers at the Dublin premiere of Blackbird, the film he produced, directed and stars in. Flatley's winging it, but Daft Tale fails to take flight is the headline over Philip Nolan's review of that film in today's Mail. Many of today's papers cover an online pricing error at Brown Thomas, which resulted in a number of Veja designer trainers being sold yesterday for €10 instead of at their usual retail price of €150. Once the store spotted their mistake, they posted a message saying that the orders would be cancelled and that impacted customers would get a 20% discount on their next order. And finally, the Times and Examiner both run with front page pictures this morning taken by Valerie O'Sullivan of members of the Commercial Rowing Club in Killarney, training for the 235th Killarney Regatta, which takes place on Sunday and which we're told is the oldest traditional regatta in the world.